Hello, this is Mike Dillard. Thank you for joining me today. And I'm here with a very good friend of mine and industry leader by the name of Mark Weezer. And Mark and I are going to spend the next 45 minutes to an hour with you really revealing the inside secrets to magnetic sponsoring, what it is, how it works, and how your business can benefit from the strategies and tactics that it teaches. And so with that said, Mark, if you'd like to say hello real quick, we'll go ahead and get this call underway and hopefully throw out some really good content for the folks today.
You know, absolutely. Good to be here, Mike. And let's go ahead and get started. And, you know, magnetic sponsoring has proven to be a very powerful approach and a very powerful system. But before we get into it, maybe you could share, Mike, a little bit about what led up to magnetic sponsoring. What caused you to create it in the first place?
Yeah, actually, that sounds like a great place to start. You know, I'd have to say that it almost stems from my laziness. if that really doesn't make sense. But you know, I really just prefer to work smart instead of hard. And I had spent so many years in this industry doing just about every activity that you could think of, and spending way too much time, energy, effort, and money for the results that I was getting back from my business. And I had kind of come to a point where I really wasn't going to allow that to happen anymore, and I knew I needed to learn about marketing, and I needed to make some changes, and I needed to give myself an advantage or a different road to travel on that did not involve, you know, making 100 to 200 dials a day, calling genealogy lists, you know, spending hundreds, even thousands of dollars a month on opportunity leads just to talk to really poor quality people. You know, I've done everything in this industry. I've gone door to door. I've dropped sizzle cards at midnight, you know, back in college on my bike. I used to ride around the mall parking lots, you know, dropping yellow sizzle cards that people would pick up and call the next morning. And I'd basically done it all, and I'd gotten to a point where I wasn't having fun anymore, and I wasn't making any money, or definitely not enough money to justify the time and energy and effort that I was investing into the process. So I started to study marketing, and I started to study specifically direct response marketing. And it really occurred to me that, you know, if you can get people to call you, this business, or any business for that matter, is a heck of a lot easier and a whole lot more fun as well. And I don't know exactly where. Actually, I do know where I discovered the concept. I really discovered the concept from Joe Schroeder years ago, in an old book of his that I found through a friend on the internet. It wasn't in print anymore, and he really, I guess, blueprinted or introduced me to the concept of attraction marketing and funded proposal marketing as well, and that was really the beginning of it. And my goal was to basically say, well, you know, if I could get just 5 to 10 network marketers to call me every single day for one reason or another, then that's all that I would need. I could build an enormous business if I just had 5 to 10 people contact me a day. And so that's how it started. But there was one little problem attached to that. And the timeline gets hazy for me real quick and how this all came together. And you know, money when you're first starting out, and especially in my situation, I was waiting tables way back when, is pretty tight, and it's usually tight for most network marketers. So to go out and spend money on advertising is typically not an option for folks, and I'd say 99% of the people out there who do spend money on advertising have not been trained, and they lose it.
A lot of people lose money on advertising.
Absolutely, and they go out and place a classified in the Penny Saver, or who knows what, and they have no idea what they're doing. And even on Google AdWords, you can go out into Google AdWords right now and type in any keyword for the networking industry, and half the ads you see are just going to be, you can instantly tell that the person has no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not that advertising doesn't work, but it's how people do it. And, you know, it's not, and for people just starting out, like you said, especially on a budget, it you know, it's not necessarily the ideal way to start. For some it might be, but not certainly for everybody.
No, advertising is the key. It absolutely works if you learn how to do it right. And that's, we'll get into that a little bit later. So, you know, at any rate, I discovered this concept of the funded proposal and attraction marketing, and I started studying guys like Perry Marshall and Dan Kennedy and you know, Dan Kennedy's Magnetic Marketing and Perry Marshall's, you know, just his sales letter alone, you know, Perry went through a similar story, you know, as far as how he went about it. And the bottom line is that attraction marketing is about attracting your target market to you, and either that's, you know, other network marketers who are looking for a business and looking for a leader to join, or it's your product customers. And if you can get people to come to you, it completely changes the situation around. And Mark, you've experienced this yourself, and that's why I wanted to have you on this call. You know, you've had an exemplary career in this industry. You've been one of the top, you know, sponsoring, you know, top recruiters in just about every company you've been with, literally sponsoring 200 to 300 people a year personally. And that's how I met you, as I was on the web and, you know, looking for an answer, frankly, and came across your website and read your bio and read about you. It didn't really read about or care about the business and what you were doing. I just said, here's a guy who knows what he's doing, and I could probably learn something from him. So, you know, pick up the phone, call you, and then boom, we've been working together now for probably almost 3 years. And that's really the strategy of it is magnetic sponsoring is not about selling your business. It's not about selling your opportunity, because when the bottom line comes, people do not make money just by joining an opportunity because it has a cool product. They make money because they learn how to build a business and they learn the correct strategies and the correct tactics and how to advertise and how to monetize their leads, how to build a pipeline. And it really just comes down to mentorship. And I know there's a lot of people out there right now who would just say, hey, you know, Mark, or hey, Mike, I want to work with you. I don't care what you're doing or what it costs. I just want to work with you because you know what you're doing and you can help me and teach me how to do the same thing. You know, so it really comes
and that, and that's the essence of attraction marketing. It's, you know, one of the things you cover in Magnetic, Mike, is what the business is really all about. And it's not what a lot of people think it is it?
No, I mean, it literally has nothing to do with your company or your business. There are successful distributors in every opportunity out there, and there always will be. And, you know, you have to ask yourself why, and it's because those people have acquired a certain skill set and knowledge level and an experience level that will allow them to go out and build a network marketing organization in any company out there. And you and I could do the same thing tomorrow. You could, you know, roll a dice and say, okay, you have to go build this company, and within 1 to 2 years, either one of us could be at the very top of the comp plan, because it has nothing to do with the business, the product. It's all about people. And the products you're selling are essentially an excuse to train people and build leadership and build a distribution organization. You know, there's a lot of nutrition products out there. It doesn't really matter, you know, a product, you know, it makes a little bit of difference what product you're selling. Some products are definitely better than others.
Yeah, and it's not to say that, you know, some companies, some opportunities aren't substantially better or stand out, or even the product. And, you know, it is important to have a product that's beneficial and has efficacy for people. So
yeah.
I don't think that's what you're saying. But at the same time, it's more than just company. It's more than just product.
It's essentially it's selling yourself. It really is selling yourself. And that's, you know, if you can do one thing and just sell yourself first to people, you know, it kind of occurred to me through my experience in this industry that network marketers especially join an opportunity for one of two reasons only, and that's because they have found a mentor or a leader that they believe can help teach them what they need to be successful, or they have found or have been shown a marketing system attached to a company or an opportunity that they can see themselves being successful with. And so that's really what I do. Is I rarely sell my opportunity. I do sell it, but it's always after the fact. It's secondary. I typically sell myself first, and then my marketing system second, and then my company third. And it's a very, very powerful approach, and I want to elaborate on why that is. And I think the biggest reason is that, well, first of all, it makes your job a heck of a lot easier to actually sponsor somebody. When you're chasing people, and I need people to, I want folks to understand this, when you're calling prospects up and you're, you know, saying, you know, doing your pitch like a business opportunity lead, hey, you know, this is Mike, I understand you're interested in a home-based business, you know, do you have 10 minutes, I'd like to plug you into a three-way phone call or do whatever. Well, now you're chasing somebody, you're pursuing them, and you're selling them. And a funny thing about human sociology or psychology is that people tend to run away from things that chase after them. That's just the way it is. Nobody likes a pushy salesperson. Nobody likes a clingy boyfriend or girlfriend. And people tend to repel or rebel against that. But they love to buy things and pursue it themselves if it's their idea and if it's of their own accord. And so when you can switch the situation around, switch the psychology around so that you're not necessarily teasing people, but you're providing them with the correct tidbits or marketing pieces where they can become their idea. And that's the whole process. You want it to become their idea to work with you and to join you and your company. And when it's their idea, guess what? Guess how easy it is to sponsor someone. Hey, John, that sounds great. Let me go ahead and get your information here, where you want your distributor kit sent to and your credit card for, your product. And great. And literally, that's how easy that it is. So, the trick is, how do you get people to do that? And that's, again, what it all comes down to, either selling yourself, marketing yourself, or selling a marketing system that people can see themselves being successful with. And I've just been going off on a rampage here, Mark. Have I missed any kind of important pieces? Or?
Well, I think just to underline what you said, I mean, it's about you, and it's about what you're bringing to the table for that particular prospect. And I think what illustrates and even is evidence of that is you can have a tremendous company with a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous, product, just a fantastic product. And someone can be approached on that by three people and tell the first two people no, looking at that company, looking at the product. And then the third person, they can immediately, or close to immediately, I mean, they can jump right into it and be thrilled to be now part of that part of that company and be able to use that product. So what changed? It wasn't the company. The company was fantastic from the start, and so was the product. But what changed was who was introducing it to them and what attracted. They were attracted to that third person. And like you mentioned earlier, there was a feeling there that, hey, this is somebody that can help me get to where I want to go if they're a business prospect. Would you agree?
No, absolutely. And now the big question comes, how do you become that person?
Right.
How do you become that person when you've never had success in this industry before? How do you become that person when you might even still be extremely shy on the telephone or timid or, unsure about yourself or in this business? And that's a big part about the network marketing industry. And I think it's the most important part about this industry is that this is a big sandbox or preschool for leadership development, not only for your downline but for yourself personally. And I know that's what I've gotten the most out of this industry. I was probably the most shy person you could ever imagine when it came to picking up the phone and calling people. And I used to literally sit at my desk and stare at the phone. And you were this way too, Mark. We used to sit at our desk, stare at a phone for an hour at a time, shuffling papers, answering emails, and doing everything possible that we could, find to do without actually having to pick up the telephone.
I remember when.
Yes, and see, and we were all there. And so that's the great part about this industry is that if your desire to succeed is there, you're going to get over those, one hurdle at a time. But there comes a point, if you want to practice this strategy, where you have to go and be above and beyond that. And I'm going to go out on a personal limb here, and I've never discussed this with you, so you may or may not agree. But I'm of the personal opinion that the only real way that you can make money, or the only people who make money in this, a substantial full-time six-figure income in this industry, are leaders. And they are people who have educated themselves as far as this industry goes, and they have acquired skill sets that the vast majority of the rest of the people in this industry do not have. And I'm of the opinion that if you want to earn six figures in this industry, you have to put yourself in that same category. You can get lucky, yes, and go out and sponsor some people, but that's a great way to do it as well, is sponsor people who are already in that position. But if you learn how to do that, well, guess what? That's your skill.
Right. I think that's true. And here's the good news is, you don't have to be born a leader. In fact, leaders aren't born; they're made. And
right.
That's the good news, because you know, you may come in and you're not a leader to start with, does not mean you can't become one.
It's a personal choice. It really is a personal choice. And the difference between leaders and those who don't or give up are leaders are the ones who deal with the most crap and keep going, you know, basically.
And take a genuine, you know, interest and desire in helping and seeing people succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that comes to the point that I was going to make is how do you put yourself into that category? And I got to tell you, it doesn't take a lot, Mark. It does not take a lot to separate yourself from the vast majority in the crowd in this industry. It just doesn't take a lot. There are so many people who come into networking sold on a hope or a dream or a whim or a brand new gadget or product or whatever, that, you know, it just doesn't take a lot to separate yourself into a higher category of people that other people will pursue and want to work with, and that's the whole goal here. So how do you do that? Well, it comes down to increasing your value to the world. And that's the truth for any industry. A measure of monetary wealth is, you know, people who make a lot of money. For me, that's a measure of how much they've provided to society and the world in general, how much value they've given back to the world. And so that's a very good measure, and it's the first thing that you want to do is increase your value to other people. Why should someone work with you? Why should they sign under you in your business? Why should they want to work with you if you have nothing to offer them personally? You know, as far as leadership or mentorship goes, in my opinion, that's just kind of a prerequisite. If you've started in your business and this is your first time in this industry, you know, the opportunity is great and you can go out and introduce it to people. But again, if you want to practice what I'm teaching in magnetic sponsoring, this is not a strategy that anyone and everyone can use and pick up on day one. This is a long-term strategy that must be implemented and earned over time. And again, you do that by increasing your value to other people. The best way to do that is to educate yourself, and that's really what I did, is I went out and I learned and spent a whole lot of money and time, energy, and effort learning skills that other people were either they either didn't want to learn them or they were too lazy to, or whatever the case may be, they weren't willing to learn those skills, but I was. And once I learned what I did learn and learned, you know, as far as marketing goes and copywriting and advertising and things like that, well, I was now valuable to other people. I had something to offer them. And all of a sudden I became very attractive in other people's eyes because, again, I had something of value to offer those folks and that they wanted to be a part of. So that's probably the most important part of this process is to go out and educate yourself. And you know this, Mark, it doesn't take a lot to put yourself or have an expert level education in any industry compared to a common everyday person.
That's right. That's true. And it doesn't necessarily take a lot of money either. You know, you shared a little bit about your track, but what we're really talking about is, you know, you can do a lot just by reading, and a few dollars spent at the right bookstore or the right number of hours spent even in a library. There's a lot of personal growth that you can do and a lot of knowledge that you can acquire over the average person even just by reading.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, here's just a quick example off the top of my head. One of the most important things that I could ever tell people to go do is learn how to advertise on Google AdWords and pay-per-click search engines. And that's a skill of, you know, once you learn that, you can literally generate leads forever for your home business, and they're your personal leads. And, you know, the cost to go learn that with Perry's book is $50, you know, and some trial and error on Google AdWords. And so it does not take a lot. But there are very few people who've bothered to learn how to do that correctly. And how neat would it be, and we've done this, you know, and I've done this, so most leaders currently do this, is they have a Google AdWords co-op, advertising co-op for their organization. And back when I was working with you in that particular company, I had one that I ran for my team. And we would sell shares of the co-op, you know, to my downline for $100 a piece, and we would pool that money together and go spend it on Google AdWords. And I don't remember how much we were spending. I want to say it was $3,000 to $7,000 a month on Google AdWords and generating leads and distributing those leads to everybody who participated. And you know, how valuable was that to my personal business? Because all of that money was helping to build my organization. You know, for a $50
right.
ebook. I mean, come on. It's so
And you know, this call, this isn't a call necessarily about Google, but you're using it as an example, I think, as, you know, an excellent advertising form. You know, things like this, pay-per-click as an example, but it's advertising that can be conducted almost instantly. You don't have to wait a month or two for an ad to appear in a magazine. But, you know, also extremely important, there's a lot of simple tests that you can do as you run those ads. And I know you did, Mike, to refine your ads and make them pull better and attract the right kinds of people.
And that's the whole point, Mark, is that, you know, if you can go out and you know Google AdWords, you know, we had a lot of people on my team who just didn't want to learn how to do that, or they didn't have the time to. They were successful business people. And so if I did nothing else but learn how to put together a Google AdWords campaign for a co-op, well, that's another attraction focus for people to join my organization, because, hey, I can say, look, John, I know you're a busy guy. You run an insurance company, but, you know, I'm really good at generating leads online because I – you know, spend $50 on Perry Marshall's ebook, which of course you don't tell him, but that's literally all it would take. And if you join my team, you know, I'll spend whatever you wanna put, you know, towards your business each month, and I'll generate you the best leads in the industry for your business. You know, so it's again, it's that whole concept of offering something to people is what makes you attractive and
offering,
you know,
value.
Yeah, I heard a saying once. Not, I think it was maybe Dan Kennedy, but everybody wants to work with the guy who wrote the book.
Yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily have to write a book. You can write a newsletter. You can do a little email trainings. There's so many things that you can do. You can write a free report to give out on the internet, and you know, to make yourself stand out for the crowd. And you know, here's a concept. We're putting together a traffic formula, you know, right around the time you and I are recording this. I'm finishing up some of the written chapters on it. And one of the concepts that I talk about is, if you're going head-to-head, let's say you're gonna go after and advertise and try and capture the attention of people who are specifically doing searches for your opportunity. That means they're typing in your company name on, you know, Google, and if they're doing that, they know about your company, they're interested, they're doing their homework. If that's the case, they're looking for, again, one of two things: the right person or team to join, or the right marketing system to use. They're going to join, they just don't know who yet, so that's what they're looking for. And one of the things that I'm talking about in traffic formula, and I give some great examples of this, you know, some sample capture pages and ads and stuff, is, you know, if I were in that position today and I were going to go out and capture that guy, let's call him Bob, that's in that mode, here's what I would do. I would put up a capture page that would sell my team, we'll call it Top Amway Team. You know, Top Amway Team, you know, brings in, you know, uses their top secret marketing system to bring in, you know, 1,200 reps, you know, in the month of March. You know, whatever, you know, find out what they're doing, you know, download this free report here. Well, guess what? You know, Bob's looking to join Amway. He's looking for the right team. Everybody else is just advertising the Amway opportunity. Well, here I am sneaking behind everybody's backs and saying, yes, I'm in Amway, but our team is really successful and we've got a really kick-butt marketing system that nobody else can use except our team. Guess who Bob's going to join? Our organization.
And you've established value, you've established a reason, and you've attracted him because of something unique that you offer that not everybody else in a particular opportunity does offer.
Exactly.
Right.
It comes back to selling yourself, selling your abilities as opposed to your opportunity. And you know, that's really the concept of it. And you know, I guess when it comes down to magnetic sponsoring specifically, that's what the book itself teaches. But then, you know, when it first started, this was a system that we used, and this is, I guess, the second half to this is the funded proposal aspect. But this is the system we used when we were, you know, when I first started building my organization. And, you know, the funded proposal aspect is really interesting, and it's very, very important. And it all comes down to retail income. That's something that a lot of people don't do in this industry anymore. It's almost become taboo to retail your company's products. And unless you've had a great personal result with it, and it's, if you've got a diet pill and you've lost 50 pounds, or if you've got a nutrition product and, you know, you're feeling better than you've ever felt, and those personal testimonials are there, there's a lot of people who just want to start the business but that don't want to retail a product to their neighbors. And even if they could, and even if they wanted to, and even if they did, that warm market, it can typically be finite in size. You know, even if you shared it with 5-10 people a day, well, you're not going to be able to keep that up indefinitely, in most part, unless you really get into the referral aspect of it. But looking at the industry as a whole and as a generalization, that really doesn't happen. So, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and assume that everybody's on the same level here and they've got their warm market. They either go to them or they don't, but eventually that ends and they start buying leads like everybody else. The funder proposal aspect is so important because it allows you to bring that retail income into play above and beyond your company's products. And, you know, that's great if you want to go sell your nutrition product. You need to do that. That's what this is all about in the end. But if you're going to be looking for business prospects in the beginning, the retail aspect is there. It's just as important, if not more important, because you're paying for those leads. You're going out and paying $3 a lead at a lead company. And typically, you don't make a dime back until you sponsor somebody. And if you haven't acquired that skill yet, if you don't know what you're doing, and that was my crutch for my first 3-4 years, I sucked at sponsoring, so I didn't make any money.
Right, and people are putting out that money if they're not necessarily bringing money back in.
Until you sponsor someone, you're probably not going to make
money. Right, and you know, you mentioned earlier about the referrals, and it doesn't really happen. I mean, it does happen, it just doesn't happen for everybody. And, you know, the people that do go out and buy leads, you know, and are buying leads for business builders particularly, then it becomes difficult. If they're not sponsoring, they don't have the skills up front to sponsor, and they're not bringing people into their business, all that's happening is money's going out, but nothing's coming in.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that will kill an organization. You know,
yeah, they'll put people out of business pretty quick.
Very quickly. So the second half to this process, you know, the funder proposal aspect, this is generating or putting together a marketing campaign that is self-funding, meaning, you know, if you're spending $20 a day on advertising, it means that you're making $20 back through retail sales. And when it comes to selling a retail product to business opportunity leads, these leads that you're buying, well, the best thing that you can possibly sell is information. And if these are people who are stating, because they're a lead, they're stating they want to own a home-based business or learn how to build a home-based business, the best information that you can sell them is how to do it successfully. You know, everybody, for the most part, the vast majority of society would rather learn how to do something than actually go out and do it. And you have to take advantage of that laziness if you want to be profitable. And that sounds like a sad comment to make, but every single marketer knows that. People want faster, easier, cheaper, and basically done for them. And there's very few people who will stand up and graduate themselves to the leadership role and actually get it done and go do it. But if you don't monetize all the people who said no or who are just kicking tires, you're going to go out of business because you're not going to be able to make enough money.
Okay, so what Magnetic's doing then is it's enabling you to not lose money, you know, as you walk that path and look for the people that really are going to move the company product, which you want. I mean, you know, it's important to have and move and sell the product of your company, very important. But on the path to finding those individuals, sometimes there are people that don't engage, that are kicking tires, that maybe you are spending money to attract, and you're saying that you don't necessarily have to lose money on those people.
90 to 95% of everybody that you put your business in front of, on average, unless you're Mark Weezer, is going to say no. That's just for one reason or another, they're going to say no. If you paid for those leads, either through money or through time or both, you've paid for them at, you know, somehow, at least one way. If you do not make your money back from the 90 to 95% of the people say no, you are going to find yourself out of business. You know, and there are exceptions to that we will talk about here later. But those exceptions are people in this industry who've already paid their dues through years of experience.
And even there, Mike, I mean, there's not that many exceptions. I mean, if I call 100 leads, if they don't say no to me, I'm probably going to say no to 95% of them anyway.
There you go.
Because they're not going to be
right,
you know, if they're business builder leads. Most people are going to be, kick tires are curious but not really serious anyway.
But you have to monetize them. So right. What's the best way to do that? Marketing inexpensive or retailing inexpensive information products that hit them right at home to with what their present interest in, which is making money from home. You know, how do you do that? And so that's what magnetic sponsoring was. When I first came out with this, it was a retail product that I made available only to my organization, and it had a complete marketing system in place where literally all you had to do was send someone to your magnetic sponsoring website, and that was it. And those people would join a free 10-day boot camp, and that boot camp would sell the retail product of the course, which was 30-something bucks, and you'd make a $20 commission on that cash. And, you know, again, what if you're selling one $20 book a day? What if you talk to 5 leads a day? You talk to all 5 and you know, one serious, you share your business opportunity, your primary opportunity with that person. And the other 4 you go and send off to your magnetic sponsoring website and say, hey, by the way, you need to take a look at this. This is a fantastic, you know, training piece that you need to pick up no matter what you do. And one person buys it. So you make 20 bucks a day, and that's $600 a month. And, you know, on average, I think most people spend $300 to $500 a month on leads. Well, great. Now you've made, you know, $100 to $300 in profit, you know, even if you didn't sponsor anyone for your primary organization. So that's so important because now you can stay in business the next month, and you can put that $600 back into more advertising and buy more leads. And then, you know, maybe you make $900 in retail commissions the next month. Well, now you can put that back in your business and make more leads. So it allows people to stay in business and
keep looking for the right people, because it's not just about selling books or information, but by monetizing the process, you're offsetting costs that allow you to stay in the game longer and have a greater chance of finding and identifying the right people who really are going to go after it and go out and build a business, use the product, refer the product, you know, heavily, and make the whole thing work, right?
It's about having a complete business model.
Right.
It's about having a complete business model. And that's that gets into the list building aspect of this and the pipeline building aspect of it. And I don't know if we're going to have time to get into that on this call, but it goes into it in the book. It's just extremely, extremely, extremely important. So the flip side of this is that the process needs to be automatic. You do not. This is not about selling books. You know. I'm getting ahead of myself. Really. You know. Magnetic. Again, that's a system that we used for my specific organization, and then there was a really big demand for it from other leaders in the industry. I've had people, you know, offer me $50,000 to private license it, you know, for their organization and another company, and I basically decided to take a chance and really just make it generic and open it up to the entire industry. And it all comes, you know, when I was making that decision, it came down to the Zig Ziglar quote, you know, that everybody knows: the more people, you know, the more people you can help, the more you're going to basically end up helping yourself. That's not it word for word, but that's the principle and concept behind it. And, you know, I was like, well, if magnetic sponsoring is helping people, you know, and if I can make it generic and open up to the whole industry, I'm going to be able to help a lot more people. And in so doing, help build my, you know, personal business and all of that good stuff in the process. So that's what we ended up, you know, doing. It wasn't a year ago, probably 9 months ago. I don't even have a date on it off the top of my head, but it's been extremely well received around the industry. And some of the testimonials I've gotten back have just been, you know, ridiculous. You know, guys, basically, I've got one guy who was doing basically next to nothing at all, and within a year, he's 29, he made well over $300,000 in his primary opportunity using these same strategies and techniques. And he really wasn't even using the funded proposal aspect. He was using the attraction and the marketing techniques, you know, the magnetic marketing techniques that are discussed in the book. And, you know, 29 years old, making $300,000, his business will probably double, you know, the next year is what he's expecting. So it's extremely, extremely powerful stuff if you put it into practice. And, you know, so that was the beginning of it, and those are really the two primary purposes to it. And really what we've done is, again, it's now open to the industry. And so people can literally plug into this system. It's free to use. If you've bought the book, you get the system for free at this point. You can literally use this to go out and either generate your own leads for your own primary business, or monetize the leads that you're, you know, you've either bought through a lead company or that you've generated yourself that, that said no. And it's just, I can't think of any other way that I'd ever build a business in this industry again. But that's, you know, that's for me, that whole, it just comes down to the working smart aspect of it. And here I am making money whether people say yes or no. And I got to tell you, Mark, when that started happening, and for when it started happening for the people in my organization, it completely changed their mindset because the pressure disappeared.
Right.
The pressure to sponsor someone, there's a lot of people out there who are spending every dime they have on leads, and they're at a point where they're like, I've got to sponsor someone or I'm not going to be able to pay my bills next month because I spent every dime I had on leads, and by golly, I'm going to do it this month. This is my month. Well, you know what? When you're putting that kind of pressure on yourself,
you become desperate, and you end up attracting the wrong people.
Well, people sense it, and they run away from you.
You bet.
People, again, it comes to that whole thing of pursuit. People don't want to work with, or they're repelled by people who chase them and who pursue them. And when you have this kind of complete business model set up where money's coming in no matter what, it takes the pressure off to sponsor folks. And then guess what happens? All of a sudden, people start saying yes. It's kind of magic overnight. It's like when you stop trying so hard, it's when people start saying yes.
Or the person that's out, you know, looking for a girlfriend and can't find, isn't finding anybody, or a boyfriend, and all of a sudden they find someone, and all of a sudden now they have other options that are keep popping up too, because now
well,
they're an attractive commodity.
Yeah, it's a great analogy too, because I think everybody knows that, you know, their best friends who are married always say, hey, you know, I found him or her when I wasn't looking. And, you know, it's, and then when you're out trying to always, you know, find a date for someone, I'm in my 20s and single, so I know how it is, then it tends to never happen,
right.
You know, and it's the same way in business, and it's because people are social creatures, and you know, that's something that needs to be considered as well, are the social dynamics that really the human race in general, you know, abide by, and that's the fact that we're pack creatures, we're social creatures, we respond to different social structures and you know, just like other pack animals and social animals out there, you know, and you and I've had many conversations on this as well, is, you know, people follow to and or gravitate towards and join and want to be with a leader.
Yeah.
And it's, you look at a, you know, a pack of wolves out there, there's one, you know, alpha male, and the rest follow that, you know, that wolf. And several of them may come and try and grasp for dominance at some point in the, you know, in the process, but it's no different here. If you position yourself as that leader, and here's the neat part about it, no one declares you or puts you in that position. You just declare yourself in that position, and you don't need any prerequisites to do so. You can do that today. You can say, I'm a leader, and I don't care how poor you are or, you know, what's going on. You know, from the time I graduated until I finally figured this industry out, I had, in every one of my apartments, I had no furniture. I never even unpacked my boxes. They sat in my living room. I had a bed and a desk. I had a fork, a knife, a spoon, and a plate, and a bowl.
Right.
That was it. That's all I had, and I never unpacked my boxes because I didn't have any furniture anymore to put them. I didn't have a TV. I didn't have a couch. Didn't have a table. And whenever I had a friend or a date come over, I said, oh, I just moved in last week and I haven't finished unpacking yet. That was basically my excuse.
Yep.
But there came a point where I just said, you know, enough is enough. And I went out and I educated myself and I increased my value to the world and to other people, and I became valuable. People started to pursue me, and then what do you know? You know, here I am in a completely different place in life.
And that's the requisite, is that you have to have value to offer. So if you don't, then develop some value, and you shared how to do that. But your point was, there's no dollar requisite. You don't have to be a millionaire, you don't have to be, you know, in a certain financial status in society or something like that, or hold a certain kind of career or job. But it's who you are on the inside. It's your mindset, and it's what you have to offer to others. And there's ways that anyone can develop themselves.
Yeah,
easy.
You elect yourself to a leadership position whenever you want to, and why the heck not do it today? You know, and it, again, it doesn't matter where you are. You do not need someone else's permission. You do not need to meet a certain criteria to do that. And so that is probably, you know, step number one in this entire process is to go ahead and declare yourself that you are now a leader. And it's pretty funny the way that you actually get there is people want results first. Well, when I do this or when I sponsor 10 people, you know, well, then I'll do that. Well, it doesn't happen that way. The results come after the change in belief and the action.
Right.
And if you instill that belief in yourself today, which, again, you can do it any time that you want, it's simply a mental thought process, well, then you're going to start acting and doing the things that other leaders do kind of at a subconscious level.
And yeah, naturally it follows. You begin then acting like one and doing and doing the things that leaders do.
And then boom, you know, very soon after that, the same results are going to start falling in your lap as well. So, you know, that's the number one, you know, most important piece of the process. Number two, increase your value to the world. Go out and educate yourself. You know, in my book, I give an outline of a typical month for me. Well, not necessarily typical, but it's happened several times. You know, and the reason that I put this in there is it really shocks me, Mark. When I talk to people and they call me up and they're like, well, you know, is this book, you know, going to change my life, or is this worth, you know, $39 or, you know, whatever it's being sold for? I've bought, you know, other books in the past and I'm tired of spending money on it, you know, on more books and more CD sets. Well, that's just the worst possible attitude a person could ever have. And so I decided to put an example of my personal spending habits now, and it was never always like this, you know, but I always spent whatever I had on further education. But, you know, I've spent well over $6,000 in a single 30-day period on books.
Wow.
You're the same way. I don't,
yep.
You know, I
believe in investing in education.
Yeah, you and I, when we get on the phone, we've done it three times this month already, and we come across something.
Yeah, we have. We just did it the other night.
Yeah, a course, you know, a course that one of us finds that we think we could really benefit from. Hey,
yep.
You need to go buy this, boom, and we've both got it on the way, you know, within an hour.
Yep.
And I don't even read sales letters anymore. I don't care, because I've made so much money educating myself, or from the education that I've bought, it's paid off 10, 20, 30 times the price point that it is not even a question for me anymore. The more money I spend and the more I learn, the more money I know I'm going to make. And it might not be tomorrow. It might manifest itself 12 months from now, but it is absolutely going to pay off. So that's, you know.
There's a lot of good resources out there, too, and many of them don't cost a whole lot. Some of them are, you know, $7, $8, $9 at the bookstore. But the problem usually, you know, for most people isn't what they bought, but it's their failure to read or use what they bought.
Yeah, absolutely.
And apply it.
Absolutely. That's a huge, huge point. You can go and read books all day long, but if you never...
And you can go out and spend, you know, $1,000 on something really substantial. But here again, if you don't apply it, spending more money on it doesn't make it work better for you. You still have to use it and make it, you know, you still have to apply it. You still have to read it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I learned how to write ad copy and sales copy when I was basically broke and I didn't have, you know, $1,000 to go spend on a copywriting course. So I would literally just go and print out and write out other successful copywriter sales letters. And that's how I taught myself how to write ad copy. And that one skill alone didn't cost me a dime to learn, but that one skill alone has probably made me, you know, well over $300,000 in the last 9 months.
It's been a huge factor in your success, and you paid for it, but you paid for it in time, and you paid for it in effort and commitment to do it.
And it,
something,
you know,
that a lot of people aren't willing to pay for.
Yeah, and it took, I can't tell you how many horrible sales letters I wrote in the beginning. I mean, if I go, I'm afraid to go back in my hard drive and look up some of my first drafts of some of my first websites, because I'm sure they're absolutely horrendous. But the bottom line is that I would spend an hour, 2-3 hours a night hammering away at the computer, you know, rewriting 2 or 3 paragraphs 20 different times. And, you know, the neat part about it is it gets easier and easier and easier. But, you know, now I have a skill that didn't cost me anything to learn that can produce a 7-figure income for me anytime I wanted to. And everybody else out there can do that. So skill acquirement is a prerequisite for the concept of magnetic sponsoring. But like I said, please keep in mind, you don't have to do a lot to stand out from the crowd in the network marketing industry. There's so little competition out there, guys. If you can learn one or two little skills good, The vast majority of people in this industry don't have or don't want to bother to acquire. Your life in network marketing is just going to be so easy. It's really going to be so easy, and that's what magnetic sponsoring is about. Is you know, when it doesn't become about your business anymore, it doesn't become about you sponsoring someone else. It becomes about other people wanting to work with you. And man, it's such a fun way to build a freaking business. You know, it's just a lot of fun.
It's such a different philosophy. It's a philosophy, isn't it? Magnetic is not just a roadmap, but it's a philosophy and a way of thinking that's different than what most people subscribe to. And
it's not taught because it's not duplicatable. It's not a skill that's taught in this industry because it's not duplicatable. And that's a catch-22 that leaders in this industry find themselves in, is that I can't take magnetic sponsoring and go teach my entire downline how to do it, because guess what they're going to be doing? They're going to be reading books and doing nothing for 9 months, 12 months while they do it. And so it's a catch-22. It is for the people who get it and who invest the time and an effort to learn it and to apply what they learn. They will never need to worry about money again. But it's going to take time for that process to take place. But no, you're right. This isn't about networking. This is a process, again, that I learned outside networking. I never learned anything in this industry except how to talk to people, which thank goodness I needed to learn. But I've always got a quote in my book that I wrote a long time ago, and I still think it prevails for the most part. And that's that this industry is an industry of marketing and promotion pursued by people who have no idea how to market or promote. And the reason that I say that is, you know, you can take $10,000 of your product and drop it off, have it dropped off in your driveway tomorrow, and it's not going to make you a dime. You've got to learn how to promote and market that product if you're ever going to move it and build a business. You've got to learn how to write ads and get ads on the internet and generate your own leads if you're ever going to, you know, see success in this business. So it's a long-term process, but it's one that I see just about every single leader in the industry who's making a whole lot of money using. They've just never really talked about it. They've never verbalized it, and that's fine, because their priority, you know, their number one focus is driving, you know, product volume for their sales organization. But this is what I kind of had a passion for when I discovered it, because it had such a big impact in my life. And luckily, I was at a point in my career where I had an option of which direction that I could take, and I didn't have a family or a lot of, you know, responsibility, so I could take a gamble and walk away from my primary company and the pursuit of that, to kind of share this with other people, because this is really what I love, and again, for the people who take it to heart, it will really change their life. And I've the testimonials that I've gotten back and what I've seen people do is just amazing. So here's a quote, and we're coming up on the end of the call here in just a little bit. We got about 10-15 minutes left, but here's a quote that I want to read from Dan Kennedy that is along those lines, and I just love this because it's so in parallel to with my personal philosophy. And the quote is, "You will continue to be unsuccessful." Well, fill in the blank. You will continue to be fill in the blank as long as you depend on others to make you fill in the blank. So, for example, you'll continue to be unsuccessful as long as you depend on others to make you successful. You'll continue to be unhappy as long as you depend on others to make you happy. You will be, unwealthy as long as you depend on others to make you wealthy. And I just love that quote because it is absolutely true. And again, that's why it comes down to the fact that only leaders in this industry make money, because you cannot achieve financial success, because financial success is not an event, it's a skill. And a lot of people in this industry view it as a skill. If I get in now on the ground floor and, you know, mail out 100 tapes, this event will come and I will be financially independent for the rest of my life. Well, that's BS. Financial independence is a skill that's acquired. And you can go out and you can take it and duplicate it over and over and over again anywhere that you want in any industry. And that's what Dan Kennedy's quote is all about. So, you know, if you can go out and acquire the skills and you're no longer dependent upon other people handing you a company replicated site or handing you, you know, a sales letter, or handing you a cassette tape, and you actually go out and make your own mark and acquire your own skill set so that you can operate independently of anyone or anything, well, then you're truly going to be financially independent at that point. And independent there being the key word.
Right.
You know?
It's a decision that they've made.
That, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's one very few people will make.
Right.
But, again, if you do, then, you know, it's all over with. You're done. You can go have fun and live in Cancun if you want. You know, so that's, Mark, that's really, really what Magnetic is all about. And it's very difficult to hit things clearly for me kind of off the top of my head. I'm not the best public speaker in the world. I think I'm much better at putting my ideas into writing and into words because I typically have a bit more, I give myself more time to think about what I actually want to say. But, you know, I think we've kind of given people an idea of what the real concept is about here. And when people plug into the system and plug into Magnetic Sponsoring, at the very least, they get to experience, and please do this, please study the system. Use it as a living example of what is being taught. And I can't think of a better way to learn that I've learned is by studying other people that have come before me, their marketing pieces, their marketing systems, you know, what they've done, and just to basically learn by example. You know, so plug into the system that's in place for you now and see how it works. Start incorporating that funded proposal aspect into your business. Make money from the people that tell you, no, this industry is going to be a heck of a lot more fun if you do. Learn how to generate your own leads. That's the neat thing about Magnetic Sponsoring is that it comes with, you know, very well-written capture pages by myself, thank you very much, but no, you know, capture pages that convert and generate leads at an extremely, extremely high rate, and plug people into this automatic system that you can go out and use to generate your own leads on a daily basis. And I've got guys who generate thousands of leads a month on autopilot. You know,
from having Red Magnetic.
No, well, using the system.
Okay.
They go out and they've put up, you know, they advertise the Magnetic Sponsoring capture pages on Google AdWords. They set up the campaign months ago, and it churns out dozens and dozens and dozens of leads a day, and they're making, on average, a profit of a buck or more per lead, meaning that they're spending a dollar to generate that lead, but they're making back, you know, $1.20, $1.30 per lead in the end by the time the end of the month has come. And that's, again, a living example of, hey, lead generation using the proper strategies and techniques that Magnetic Sponsoring teaches, incorporated into a funded proposal marketing system that's automatic, so it's push button for them. They don't have to do anything. They put the Google campaign together, you know, 4 or 5 months ago. They haven't touched it since then. All they do is check all their leads every day, call their leads, you know, do whatever they want with them, with their primary organization. It doesn't matter to me. They're their leads. And then I mail them a check twice a month, you know, for their commissions. And it's just it's
become self-funding.
It's an absurd process as far as this industry is concerned because no one else has really been exposed to that kind of methodology, nor have they ever been given a system that's already been set up and working.
Yeah, and that's, you've taken it past just a philosophy point, and you've operationalized it into a system that people can apply. You know, I personally found it very eye-opening to read, and it's something that, like you said, I think a lot of people, some of what you've talked about in there, it's not that people haven't thought of it before, but I don't think many people have stopped to really think about it. You know, it's more something that I think as people become successful and become leaders, you know, it's something they maybe are just doing on automatic or taking for granted. And it, you actually stopped and not only thought about it, but you wrote about it so that you could help other people identify it. And then went beyond that and just talking about theory or philosophy, and you actually created a system that other people could use and apply. Pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of fun seeing, you know, what other people have done with it and what they've gone, you know, out above and beyond Magnetic Sponsoring and come up with their own marketing campaigns for their companies and marketing, you know, systems and all of that good stuff. And it's just been really cool to see what people have been able to do with it. You know, so it's a lot of fun. It works. It works very well. And, you know, I can't think of a better way to build a business. And you know me. When I first came across this methodology, I basically shut down for 6 months, and I was like, I am not doing another darn thing in network marketing until I'm building my business using this same methodology, because I'm stubborn and I'm lazy. And that's part of the prerequisite. I'll say is I wanted to build my business this way because I'm tired of making cold calls.
Yep.
I want people calling me, and I'm tired of chasing the rabbit, so to speak. And it's always been funny to me that a lot of people tend to work extremely, extremely hard in pursuit of a lazy lifestyle. You know, it's the ones who want to live the good life and the lazy life tend to work harder than everybody else out there in the world. There's the irony of that.
Well, you certainly worked very hard on it. I can attest to that.
yeah, there's the irony. But
you spent many late nights.
Oh, I can't even. It's all I've done for over a year and a half now is improve upon this and teach people, you know, these strategies, and it's been a lot of fun. And I hope people understand it, and I hope the information really hits home for them. You know, I think I have a pretty direct way of speaking and writing to folks, and you know, a lot of people have commented that even though the book itself is around 60 pages, it's the most densely packed 60 pages that they've ever read. And
there is no fluff.
There's literally, I mean, it's literally the way I write and the way I think is that the only time I ever write something down is when it's worth saying. And so literally a new person especially should be able to go through that book and highlight at least half the content on every single page. I'm just not a wordy, pretty to the point person.
Yeah, you're very pointed in it. You're very direct, and you're not afraid to say what needs to be said, even if it's controversial. You'll put it out there if it's something you believe in, which is fantastic. So.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to hurt some folks' feelings if it's gonna help push those few out there that you know will help propel them to the next level and that will benefit from. So. Well, Mark, it looks like we're coming up on the top of the hour here and had fun with this call tonight and thanks for spending it with me. And I think we've got some really good content for folks. And, you know, if you have any questions or comments, you know, email the person that introduced you to Magnetic Sponsoring or, you know, join me on the system website in the back office and wish everybody the best. Thank you very much.
Good night to everybody.